high 66. Monday, partly sunny and 77. Right now, it is partly cloudy in Jacksonville and 58.
The following program
on Talk
is
Radio
sponsored.
WBLB.
The opinions and statements made.
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay is right now.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
I feel good!
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and boy, I am charged up today. Got through a whole week of the last word. You know, we're doing this hour-long 5 o'clock drive time show Monday through Friday, where I get to moderate and I have to be a nice person. I have to not pop a vein. I have to not go off about current events. I have to just kind of sit there like a bump on a wall. But you know what? Saturday night, that's my game. I brought my A game. Today, I am in a really good mood because I have a co-host in here with me that is my favorite. She is the sister I always wanted and never got.
There you go.
Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio here on Saturdays has agreed to step into the lion's den for the second time.
Third time?
So which time did I really get you
the
angry?
Last time.
The last time?
Yes.
All right. So that was, I really had you going.
You
were upset.
Going.
You made some phone calls after the show and said, I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get the phone out.
I stopped listening to you.
You stopped listening to me.
I did.
Wow.
I had to take a Bill break.
I have never seen.
I had to take a Bill break.
Wow.
I'm like.
I had no idea.
He just engaged me in such a way that brought out every ugly fiber that I didn't know I had because I'm so sweet.
Did you bring them with you today?
No.
Because you're going to need them. Now that I know that I hit a nerve, oh, it's on
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
So,
we're going to have fun.
I would never do anything to insult you. And I guess what happened was. Did I said something to you and you didn't feel like it was your place or something?
Yes, I felt like it was your show, and so I didn't feel comfortable taking you down a notch or two or three or four or ten.
Okay, let's back up just 1 second. You didn't feel comfortable trying to take me down.
No, I would have taken you down. I just have a reputation after the day is done, so it can't be that, oh my God, you're the person who took Bill Hay down.
So now wait now. Okay.
On his own show. See,
someone might give you a plaque for that.
But I just don't find it respectful.
The topic, as I remember, we were discussing was the decline in the American family because of women going to work.
Your angle. Mine was about technology and how it's infiltrated families and that it's definitely brought it down. But then you said that women should not work outside of the home.
Okay.
And I was not buying into that at all.
Well, when you think about it in the grand scheme
of things.
We're not
going back there again, are we?
We will later on in the show after our guest leaves. We got Jimmy Hill in the house tonight.
If you need to do part two, we will.
We will do part two,
okay.
Maybe part three. I had such a great day today.
Tell us what happened, because
you are
excited.
I am excited. This all came down just a little before lunch today.
Okay.
Tom will get a kick out of this because he knows how I am. He's in here with me every week. He knows that the silliest things just really do a great number. I'm big into... I don't believe that we need to worry so much about the murder rate in Duval County, because that's going to happen no matter what. The crime that really bothers me more than anything are people that pull up in front of Publix and park there in the fire zone just to, I'm just going to run in and get one thing and come right back out. But yet they park right there in front of the store. That bugs me to
that's
no
awful.
End.
You know, their car should be towed.
Exactly. Yes. Immediately towed
immediately.
And gone. And on top
that
of that.
Will solve that.
Right.
But
so
you don't want to touch the murder rate?
No. The next thing that bothers me are people that cut through gas stations and convenience stores to avoid red lights. That's called avoiding a traffic control device, and it is actually a ticketable
offense.
Yes, you
can get a ticket. That's right.
And so today, my mother and father, when I was learning to drive, and at Terry Parker High School, which I didn't go to, but they were the only ones for driver's ed at the time.
Yes.
Had a driver's ed school over the summer, and they taught us never block a driveway in and out of like a gas station or a convenience store.
Right.
So I would always stop back when I'm behind that red light there, right by the McDonald's on University Boulevard. I'd stop back.
Okay.
So that anybody coming out of the gas station after purchasing gas could go and head on down the road in the normal direction.
Are you sure? Because that sounds nice.
Oh, it is nice. That's what you're supposed to be. I got this guy behind me in a brand new Chevrolet Camaro.
Okay.
And he's blowing the horn, doing this through the window, you know, move up, move up.
Telling you to move up.
And I'm looking at him in the rearview mirror, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting right there, and I'm watching this guy. His veins are popping out on his head, and he's flipping me off and saying all sorts of words I can't say on the radio. He's trying to go around me on the left-hand side. He can't do that because there are cars coming in the other direction. Finally, he gets this great idea. He's going to hop up over the curb with this brand-new car.
What?
Gets up over the curb, and then in order to really drive home the fact that I am such a terrible lowlife for not letting him cut through the gas station, he pulls up alongside of me, flips me off again, and then lights his tires up and goes sideways in the gas station.
Oh, my gosh.
At the same time, a JSO sheriff's officer pulls right through the bay.
Yes.
Lights him up,
yes.
Pulls him over.
Excellent.
What do? I get the urge for a McDonald's right there at that University Boulevard Plaza, so I just pull in. Get myself a Big Mac, sit in the window seat, and watch as another officer pulls up as backup.
Oh.
Yes.
Because why would he need backup?
Because apparently he ran his tag while he was getting ready to process him for a ticket and found out that there must be something else he needed to talk to him about. Backup shows up. I'm eating my Big Mac. Already got it. Chomping on my fries there, enjoying them, putting a little extra salt on there, you know. And I watch as they throw the bracelets on him, drive him in the back seat, and one car leaves while the other car waits to tow his nice brand new Camaro away. And I just, I've been glowing with that feeling all day long. So here's my word of advice. If you're going to cut through a gas station to avoid a traffic control device, don't be a jerk about it, because there could be an officer pulling through the bay from the other side, and especially don't do it if you know you've got something out there that's waiting for you.
I agree.
He had something out there that was waiting for him, because it didn't take him more than 5 or 6 minutes. The time it took for me to eat a Big Mac, for them to throw him in the back of the car and take him down to the Gray Bar Motel and give him 3 hots and a cot for the night. So
well,
I'm in on cloud
nine. Well, I am excited because it's all due to you.
It
you
is.
Get all the credit,
I love it.
And all the glory for taking down a criminal who got arrested
tonight.
Today. Yes,
tonight,
way to go.
Tonight, while he's sitting there in the day room,
yep,
trying to listen to TV while other guys are playing cards on the table and hearts and whatever, spades and whatever else that they play on the card tables, he's going to be sitting there thinking, if I'd have just waited for that red light.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, that's how sick and demented I am. So I just enjoy that. I really do believe that that is an indicator of the downfall of our society. When people think nothing about cutting through a parking lot to avoid a red light means that they believe that they are better than the other 5 or 6 cars in front of them, and they don't have to wait.
Yes.
Why should I have to wait like all of the minions? I'm better than everybody else. And that's the idea. That's the attitude that has been developed and nurtured in our country. And,
yes,
and it's
indeed.
Wrong. And it's another cultural defect that we have going forward. We're going to get
into.
And
I bet you're going to say it happened because mothers stopped being at home and went to work.
That's a portion of it. And it's not just
I knew
that
was going to
When you
be
think
it.
About it, though, look, when you think about it, we have thwarted survival of the fittest and kind of skewed it to fit our own mold. The idea that women stayed home and were the nesters and the nurturers and provided a good non-latchkey family life for their children, while the fathers went out, earned an income, and provided safety and security, even if that security was in the form of an income, to where they knew that they could always put food on the table. And that structure, when you came home, if little Johnny had messed up at school and he found out about it from his wife, Johnny's mom, then Johnny's rear end was tanned because he messed up at school, and I guarantee you that most of the time, little Johnny didn't go back and mess up at school any time after that. That's the kind of structure that we need to rebuild into our society, but we can't because everybody wants to live beyond their means. They want to drive a Lexus instead of a Toyota. They want to live in a 5-bedroom home instead of a 3-bedroom home. They want to have a pool in their backyard instead of a pool at the community center. We're all living beyond our means. I'm 30 minutes into this show and I've already popped a vein. So more when we get back. Join us, won't you?
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We do have a guest in the studio. We're going to bring him on in just a minute, but I want to take special emphasis to introduce my co-host tonight. She's a very, very wonderful member of the radio community here in Jacksonville. They've got about, her and her husband have about 6 months head start on me here at the station. You guys will be starting your eighth year.
We're in our eighth year, okay. January 12th.
So I won't start my eighth year until June.
Okay. Yep.
So
about 6 months ahead of you.
So you got a little bit of a head start.
But you're doing a lot better than we are.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway,
yeah, you got lots of shows.
Real estate radio is one of the best. When I first met these guys, I didn't, and I still don't, except for them, trust a realtor any farther than I can throw them. It took me a long time to realize. You're going to have a hard time convincing me. If I had to get a realtor, and I wanted to get a realtor, I would certainly get Angela and Howard. No questions asked. And that's not a paid endorsement. That's just the way I feel. I'm still struggling with the idea of why someone needs a realtor. They should just pay cash. If you're going to buy a house and pay cash for it.
I have a great reason why you need one.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
Sure.
So in case you haven't heard, there's a new real estate model out. It's called Open Door. So what happens on Open Door is that as a buyer, you go there by yourself. You call a telephone number. You download their app. And they give you a number to open their door, like a key code.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one of the open doors today. There aren't too many here yet because it's just starting. And there was a lady in there by herself looking at the home. And I started looking at it. And to me, it was the cheesiest looking, worst rehab I had seen. Not kidding. And the lady was, she didn't know any different. But what does a realtor know? I have 20 years experience. I know when I see a good rehab, when I see a good flip. This was not a good one. Do you know the term lipstick on a pig?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it was. But if you're not experienced or you don't have someone on your side who's being an advocate for you and helping you to understand what it is you're buying, she may very well have bought that home.
Well, that then you saved her. And
that,
there was a good reason to have a realtor.
That is part of the value of a realtor. Absolutely.
And also navigating through the myriad of paperwork. What scares me now is that we've got some new things coming up. We've got this GoFundMe a house program that's going on.
That's been going on with CMG.
And we have no doc loans are starting to make their appearances again. The same thing that happened and got us the first time.
Yes.
I want to let everyone know that Angela and Howard really jerked at my heartstrings today and made me realize that I have to come out with an issue that I have. And in fact, two confessions I make tonight, but I'm a little concerned about making the first one or the second one, but I'll make the first one. And it has to do with the direct influence of Angela and Howard on Real Estate Radio today. I live in a 149-year-old farmhouse. It's been in my family from my great-grandfather. And unfortunately, living in this house, as I do and as I love to do, I have developed a medical issue, and Angela brought it to my attention today. I am suffering, and I don't know whether I'm curable or not, but I have gone nose blind. And because of that, I need to reach out to a medical professional. Is that what you're saying? Because I've gone nose blind.
No, a real estate professional.
A real estate professional. Those of you that don't know, Angela and I go back and forth about this. Today, part of their show was talking about being nose blind over having dogs or cats or whatever. And it was everything I could do not to wreck my car when I'm listening to somebody talk about going nose blind.
Well, now what happens is we all have odor in our home.
But it's our odor in my home?
Oh, I bet you do. You have farm animals and things out there. I bet you do. But in your home, there's always an odor. When someone else walks in your home, they smell it, but you don't smell it because it's your odor. So even if it's your dog or your cat that you've lived with for years, so you just don't notice it anymore, right? But an outsider notices it. Well, most realtors, when they just want your business, they walk in and they don't tell you. But the truth is, when a buyer comes in, it's a huge turnoff, so they don't buy your house. So a good realtor is going to tell you the truth.
Well, see, that's another reason. See, this house has been in my family for next year 150 years.
That's impressive, Bill.
It's another reason not to go and buy a new home. Just live in the one you're in. Stay in that home all your life. You will never know how bad it stinks because no realtor is ever going to walk in and tell you that your home smells.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you tell me you had a skunk for a friend?
I have over my lifetime, I've had a couple of skunks, yes.
Uh-huh.
Snuffles was one.
And you don't want me to tell you that you're nose blind?
Skunks don't stink unless you try to get them fixed. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize. If you own a skunk or you own a ferret, they're all musk animals. Don't let your veterinarian talk you into getting them fixed. Because getting a skunk fixed does not remove the scent gland.
Right.
All it does is remove the bladder that stores the scent. Once they remove that bladder, they can't eject that smell on you like a skunk.
Okay.
But the bladder, the gland that makes that smell, drips constantly. So you have to then start giving your animal a bath every week. Whereas with a normal skunk, if you just leave them all intact, don't make them angry. You got nothing to worry about.
Don't make them angry.
Yeah, I had a skunk for 4 years. She never scented me once.
See?
Not one single time.
So
anyway.
You live with farm animals, but you don't think you're nose blind.
Let's move on. All right, so Jimmy, we're going to bring you up. We're getting ready to go into break, but Jimmy Hill, candidate for mayor here in Duval County, one of several who have walked through the door. Only one that hasn't is the incumbent. And I think it's going to be, there'll be icebergs floating down the St. John's River before he walks in here and agrees to be on my show. That's just the way I've been told. And people don't like plain speaking anymore. They want to avoid transparency. They want to avoid some of the other things. I've been beaten up hard this week on the idea that I have learned some new political language. The new political language in our community is this. I have nothing on my desk, in political speak, is translated, just like you do on your iPhone, into, yes, we're doing something behind your back that you probably wouldn't approve of, but you don't have a need to know. So take that phrase, I have nothing on my desk, and what it really means is we're doing something behind your back and under the table that we don't want you to know about until it's too late for you to stop it. That's the new political speak. And if you know what I'm talking about, a few months ago, one of our colleagues in the TV industry approached Mayor Curry with a letter that was drawn up by his own chief of staff regarding the renaming of the Veterans Memorial Arena downtown. And Mayor Curry's response was, I have nothing on my desk. And when he was pressured for it, he said, I have nothing on my desk. And the reporter said, does that mean that you're not investigating it? And he said, I have nothing on my desk. So I have nothing on my desk immediately converts to, you are a peon. You have no reason to know. Your value is nothing to me. We are doing this behind your back, and you're going to accept it no matter what.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So Jimmy Hill, candidate for mayor, do you not receive that translation kind of the same way?
No, I think everybody in Jacksonville watched the news clip that made its rounds. It was pretty consistent. And everyone knew right that second that something was wrong. I mean, I instantly saw it, and I thought to myself, we're going to hear about this in a couple of days. And sure enough, just like every other deal, and when I say that, there's a number of deals that are taking place on a regular basis that are in the back room. And that's why I'm running. I mean, honestly, that's the driving factor is the city's activities have gone deep state. They've gone totally behind the scenes, and the taxpayers and the citizens don't get a voice in the process. And that's the same exact thing with
when you get a chance, my production people are asking you to switch to the green mic.
Yeah, yes. There's a little reverb there.
There you go.
Let's try that one. Is that a little better?
You got it now. Good, Tom.
Here we go.
Good deal.
So yeah, that's the reoccurring theme. That's the thing that's happening over and over and over again is that the city's business at every level is in the back room. It's all in the back room, and I think that's unacceptable. I have my own thoughts on this veterans deal. I think I can't think of a financial arrangement that would allow the word veteran to take second billing to any entity at all, especially a financial entity, even a good one like the one that's being talked about here. And better than that, though, Bill, I can't imagine anybody in that institution that would think it's a good PR move to attempt to put veteran below the name of I think it's just a disastrous move for business.
And well, this is not something that was entered into lightly by right. the current administration. I have had one of my inside sources has provided, as you're looking at across the table right now, 43 pages, the original document, including pictures and everything else, the original contract, $525,000 a year for 15 years. With a 3% possible escalation over that 15 years, but only 10% of that money will go into a veterans trust fund, so right. about $50,000 a year. And the opportunity for folks that buy hot dogs and Cokes and concessions and stuff at the arena to round up their price, their payment, and that rounded up will then go into the trust fund. It's minuscule. It's peanuts
right.
Of money for something that Vistar, and in the agreement, Vistar is going to get first right of refusal on naming any hosted events, meaning that if the circus was to come there, it would be the circus, Cirque du Soleil, brought to you yep. by Vistar, not brought to you by the city of Jacksonville, but brought to you by Vistar.
Yep.
We are once again doing another Weaver deal where we are selling our soul okay. in order to move forward with a contract that's bad from the beginning. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. We have eighth caller on the line, Jimmy Hill, candidate for mayor, joining us here in the studio tonight, along with my special co-host, Angela Walker. We're going to try and get the technical difficulties squared away, and we will move forward when we get back. If you'd like to send me a note on Facebook, you can, facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly, or you can send it to me snail mail, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Far-left Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren officially entered the 2020 Democratic race today for the White House. The Massachusetts senator officially tossing her hat into the ring during a speech in Lawrence this morning. Tomorrow, Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar expected to announce her candidacy in the ever-widening race that already features fellow Democratic senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, along with Kirsten Gillibrand, along with Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, former Representative John Delaney of Maryland, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, author and lecturer Marianne Williamson, and Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. A winter storm that blanketed Washington State with snow and forced the cancellation of more than 200 flights yesterday moved south into northern Oregon as meteorologists are warning another storm's on the way. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut, and what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I'm Tom Murphy, 634. There's a disabled vehicle slowing traffic on 95 northbound at Emerson. And we've got a multi-vehicle crash on Butler Boulevard westbound approaching the off-ramp for Gate Parkway. Cloudy, breezy tonight. A chance of showers down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a breeze. A chance of rain, high 66. Monday, it'll be partly sunny and 77. Right now, it's 58 degrees in Jacksonville. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey,
hey. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Boy, we've been all over the place tonight. We've got, is that Dinsmore Tom? It is Dinsmore Tom. All right, so we got Dinsmore Tom on the line. Jimmy Hill, candidate for mayor, joining us here in the studio tonight. I've been down three different dirt roads and off in a field somewhere on all the comments we've been making. But the phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I told you I feel empowered now after the last confession that I made and after relating to you why I was so happy today. I want to tell you as listeners that I feel it's my responsibility to come forward and tell you all that and just admit this openly so that it doesn't have a problem with any future shows that I have here on the radio, and not have to be like the governor of Virginia or Trump or anyone else. I want to just be just completely transparent. I don't want to be like our incumbent mayor here who just kind of told us one thing about JA and did another, now told us one thing about the naming rights on the arena and then did another. So I just want to come out and tell you that 51 years ago, I dressed as an Indian for Halloween, and I stole the culture by pretending to be an Indian as a Caucasian young American 6-year-old boy. I stole the indigenous culture from people and pretended to be an Indian and trick-or-treat with my very good friend and next-door neighbor, David Peacock, who was a cowboy. And so at that point in time, I just want to apologize for that. And I know it was insensitive to all the Indians at that point. And I just want to bring that out because it seems like now the statute of limitations on stupid does not exist. And you can drink too much beer 40 years ago when you're in college, and it can affect your ability to be a Supreme Court judge. You can wear blackface unless you're Hillary Clinton. Then you get a pass because there are pictures of her having done it decades ago, but yet that doesn't seem to count. So I just wanted to cover all the bases and apologize to those people that I know that are Indians here in North Florida for having worn an Indian costume when I was trick-or-treating 51 years ago as a young 6-year-old boy. So you think, Angela, do you think I've got, is that okay? Have I got a
pass?
I'd
like to know if you feel better. Do you feel better saying that?
It's been a load on my mind. For 51 years, I felt as though I needed to tell someone that, and I've struggled with it each year after that. When I was Casper the Ghost, I didn't have a problem. When I was an astronaut, I didn't have a problem. Even when my sister handmade me a costume and I was a bunny, I didn't have a problem. Although I feel now that I probably, it was bad taste to be a bunny because I do not support the PETA movement. And so that could have been probably an issue. Jimmy,
Bill, I can't thank you enough for having me on the show on an important night like this. I feel honored to be part of this experience where you can get through this. And I hope you'll remember it the way I do. This is helping me.
You're going to remember this yes. for what a heck of a waste of time I
yes,
have had here tonight.
You're wasting his time.
So let me go to Dinsmore, Tom. He's got a question for you. And then we're going to come back and we'll get seriously into the matter. Tom, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Hello, Bill. I'm glad that you got that off your chest. I think Mr. Jimmy Hill coming out for the mayor's job is a good thing. He has some good ideas. One, the particular one that I think is real terrible, is the one about buying the motels on the main roads. I took a ride the other day, and I don't see any, one or two. But he's missing the point. The city of Jacksonville has over 100 vacant buildings. Why don't we use them for homeless shelters? Why don't we, instead of wasting the money to buy things, let's use what we have. That's not counting the vacant schools that we have everywhere.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
I've been masquerading as a white man for 50 years.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. We're all coming out of the closet tonight. We really are.
Tom, that's a great point. Some of the issues that that specific type of structure offered is a lot of that homeless population has addiction issues, and there was an opportunity for some isolation, which is going to be required to address some of the addiction issues that live in that community. And that was my thought originally. And it's one of those things that people have been talking about. Certainly doesn't have to be based out of that particular type of structure, but because of the old US-1 there were several, actually 8 or 9 of them at one point. And they may be coming down faster than I realize. I've been on the road a lot, but the fact that you could isolate, they were already set up in a residential structure. They had the basic elements that you need, bathrooms, places to sleep and that sort of thing. That was the attraction to that idea. And there are other buildings. You're absolutely right. So the idea, though, is no matter where we get there, is to get people off the street. It's a cruel and horrible thing that this society does to allow homelessness. the idea that, that people sleep on the streets and we walk by them and act like it's okay and that that it's acceptable is not going to work, and we have to deal with it. It's also expensive for us as taxpayers in the long run. So you're right, it's not a final product, and you know, obviously we're going to listen. But the isolation and the ability to treat addiction was part of the formula there, and that's alcohol, drug, and that sort of thing. So that was the plan.
You know, and we've seen, or at least I've seen the increase in the number of homeless and panhandlers that there are on the city streets. Tonight, coming to the studio, the corner of Beach and University, right in front of Memorial Hospital, there was a gentleman who wasn't standing on the side of the road with a sign. He was actually out in between two travel lanes,
right,
walking.
Right, they're organized. The actually, now what's happening is there are people who've organized the homeless into collection places. They put them in vests, and there's organizations that are trying to help them, but they actually have them out in the traffic now, and that's very problematic. You give a person a vest, no training, no idea what risk they're at, and they put them in the traffic to ask for money. They even somewhat uniquely, as they sell the newspaper, and a lot of those guys and ladies and gentlemen that are out there doing that are homeless people in a vest for the day. It's a great way to make a living for them if they'll do it, and it's awesome, but it's also real dangerous. And I wasn't even a fan. Even all the years we collected money for muscular dystrophy in the street as firefighters, we are trained to work in the street. We spend time talking about it. We look at it, and it's still dangerous. And every year, a fireman or two is killed doing that during that big drive, or maybe not every year, but occasionally you'll see a fireman get hit or something. It's not good to be in traffic. So homeless is one of the big issues. There's a few more I'd like to chat about is, you know, going forward. This city's got some big issues, and I'm excited about the way the race is shaping up too. It's getting good. We're excited to be where we're at. We're moving in the right direction every day.
Well, they're being paid attention to. As I told you off the air, when the Times Union did the story on the mayor's race and it heating up, they had Anna Brochet and they had Mayor Curry, and no mention of the other four candidates that are in the race. Now, I was proud to see the other night you were at Cuba Libre for the Young Democrats movement.
Yep.
And they actually interviewed you and had you on the news that night. Obviously, you've realized that in order to swing this in the favor of either you or any of the other candidates, you're going to have to get the Democrat vote out.
Absolutely. That's where it's funny. We've been in that community for a long time working. And there's an R by my name on my voting ballot, but I'm a P. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot first. And that rings true in every community. I was last night I was at the United Electrical Workers Forum, mostly Democrat. There were very, very few Republicans in the crowd, except for people that were there specifically for that. And I'll be honest with you, we had a great showing. We had a really good time. And here's why. All I did was tell the truth, and I was honest, and I was very, very firm about it. And I asked, you know, I pressed some hard issues that they were not in favor of initially, but I offered solutions that they totally understood at the end of the night. I made ground in a place that you're not supposed to be. If you have that, you know, that dreaded R by your name, which I'm very, very proud of, then you're not supposed to be able to talk to those crowds. But that's not that division, that divisiveness, that thing that the T-shirts, I call them the T-shirts, are doing to try and divide this community. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to be the mayor for everybody. I'm going to do the job that serves everybody. And I think people understand that. When I get to talk to them, they're not hearing the same exact thing they've heard. They're hearing a different view, a different approach, and there's solutions. And most of the solutions come from the community, too. That's the most important part. Nobody's listening to them. I'll tell you right now, there's no representation in your city council, and there's no representation in your mayor's office. You are, as a citizen in Jacksonville right now, it is very difficult to inject an idea into your government and make it work. However, you will get stuff crammed down your throat all the time. Your city's working without your input a lot right now, and that's not a good thing.
And unfortunately, it appears to be working with the input of only 5 to 7 high-ranking families that are big contributors to campaigns. I'm curious to know if the Vistar thing was to go through, how much Shad Khan would make off of it, how much some of the big families here, the Peter Rummels, the Preston Haskells, how much they would end up, how much Dan Davis from the Chamber of Commerce would end up. It shouldn't be that the average Jacksonville citizen thinks that way.
Right. Well, the only part that we really need to look at really, really close is how much the veterans get. They're the ones that are selling their honor and their valor to get this, and that's what matters.
You're absolutely correct. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Tonight's special guest is Jimmy Hill, candidate for mayor. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
At AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, we stay focused on just two things: our customers and our employees. I'm Dean Black, local AAMCO owner. Of course, there's nothing more important than taking care of every customer to make sure they get their repairs done right at the right price. And we can take great care of our customers because we hire great people and we treat them well. That's how we deliver extraordinary service to our customers. Visit any of our seven area AAMCO locations where we'll happily provide a free review of your repair needs. Looking for a new opportunity? Please apply. We're always looking for new professionals to add to our teams. And at AAMCO, you're off on Saturdays and Sundays to recharge and be with your families. Yes, AAMCO is a great place to do business because AAMCO is a great place to work. Find the AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center nearest you online, AAMCOJacksonville.com.
AAMCO, AAMCO Transmissions.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th, it's the Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Pribos Ford Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. See and hear Stop at the Times Union Center. And Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork, ribs, or ribs and smoked wings, plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey,
hey. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Jimmy Hill joining me here tonight in the studio, candidate for mayor here in Jacksonville. Of course, Angela is going to be back on the mic in a few minutes. She's trying to slowly save her voice and nurture it and get it up to speed, because in the 8 o'clock hour it's all on at that point in time.
Can't you stay, Jimmy? Yeah. Can't you stay? Save me.
So the you know what? I mean, it's just kind of a homebody. You've got your lovely wife sitting over in master control.
She is.
Yeah, wife, family man, kids. I mean,
my house is probably on fire. My kids are at home right now. I'm just. I'll check and see, but you know, we're good. We can.
Is this a
stay.
Childhood sweet? How long you guys been together?
So 23 years. Yep, absolutely. And we've dated for a while prior to marriage, so for a pretty good while. She's very, very, very patient. She put up with me, and I couldn't do better.
I usually don't laugh when someone tells me how long they've been married, but off air I asked Jimmy, and he said,
I stalled
20 years.
I stumbled 20 something years, and I'm sitting here doing.
And then he goes, Bill, please don't ask. Bill, please
yeah,
don't
give
ask.
Me a minute. Don't yeah. ask. I gotta count my toes.
But he did get it right, and he figured it out, and we're all good. And,
yep.
and you'll be able to sleep inside tonight.
Well, that was close.
Yeah.
close.
going into the break, we talked about, so, and Angela's just beside herself. See how I worked that in?
Why? Why did you do that?
Because that's just the nature of who I am.
Because he's brilliant.
That's why I have this long list of friends.
Like, okay.
I'm that burr under the saddle.
Okay.
I'm that beggar weed on your jeans that, you know. Anyway.
Speaking of skunks.
We have a good time on this show. Going into this election season, we have an incumbent, and we have what is kind of the front runner organization of the Republican Party here in Jacksonville.
Right.
They call themselves the Republican Executive Committee. There's roughly 350 members, voting members.
Yep.
That generally, in an election, have stood by the idea that in the general, they won't endorse one particular candidate over another until it gets down to Republican versus Democrat, and then they always endorse the Republican. But in this particular case, it's a unitary election.
Right.
And so what's your reaction from them?
It's been great. And I got to mention this on the air. I got to thank Dean Black, the leadership, and the leadership prior to him also. They are a professional organization. They wouldn't cross the line. I think that it's really good that they have the integrity to do what's right here, because there's three Republican candidates in this. One of them absolutely does not act like a Republican, and that may disqualify her her in some way in the long run. If you cross too many lines and you just really show yourself not to be what you know claim to be, that might be an issue. However, the party's doing its job and staying neutral. They're preparing to help whichever candidate needs it at the point. And they're surprising me in a few ways, because there's a little history prior where some stuff happened and endorsements were made in a timely way that was not, it wasn't exactly the way it was designed. There may have been some circumstances that were not ever exposed, but to be honest with you, in this race, I'm just proud of them for doing the right thing so far. And I don't expect anything different. And let me tell you what's good happening about it. The conservative message, the foundation, the document that we all go by, the Constitution, is gaining from this process, because the organization is growing as a result of it. People are engaged from both candidacies, and they're joining the movement to help spread the message. And the message is the Constitution, the what I consider the patriotic version of it. I don't love the progressive socialist movement out of the Democrat side. So the Republican Party is gaining strength. And at this day, that's critical, because that wasn't the case, just a little bit back. We lost some ground in this community. And so in the long run, this is a great thing. And the leadership has done the right thing. And for that, I thank them and honor them and look forward to that being the thing that happens next.
Let's talk about the idea that not just the REC, but others pick and choose based on an element in a campaign.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
We have
you're right.
An element of our voting block that cannot stand Mayor Curry, because he so quickly signed the HRO when he was telling everyone up and down that he wasn't going to sign it. He was just going to let it go into effect without his signature. There was some talk early on that we didn't need it. We didn't need a human rights panel here, and Jacksonville wasn't that kind of city. And then he kind of reversed it and signed it almost immediately after the city council voted on it. There's an element, a block of people that just, no matter what he says, they will never support him because of that.
Right.
There are some pretty serious, what I call rabid activists that are in on that.
Right.
There are another group of people that will not vote for Anna Broche because of her putting Katrina Brown on the finance committee. And that block of people happens to be, other city workers. And they are not going to give any endorsement for her because of that. Who is it that you've made angry? I mean, is there somebody
funny.
That's...
No, it's what's so great about this, where we're at and what we're doing. So we're rational, and we're not fringe. However, on the HRO issue, I was in opposition for 2 years. I opposed the HRO, but not for the same reasons the fringe did. Ironically, my reason was it's the constitutional basis of it, the fact that it won't stand up. And I worked with the LGBT community regularly, talked to them regularly about exactly what was going to happen, and exactly what I said was going to happen ended up happening. That law isn't going to protect anybody at this point if it gets to the Supreme Court. politics won out. They didn't use the Constitution to find the equality that we all share. They went to a separate method. They went local government, which can be challenged and will be challenged at some point. They just didn't take the right path. In America, there's a mechanism. They didn't choose it. They chose a lesser mechanism, and it failed them, and it will fail them eventually. That happens constantly. It's just like the Second Amendment issues that are up right now. The Second Amendment issues, you can sue all you want, and you can attempt to take local ordinances and try and solve gun problems in local level, and it's going to get sued, and you're going to spend all these millions of dollars wasting that money when it could be going to programs that actually help save lives and protect kids. Somebody in government needs to be rational.
Are we allowing these lawsuits to continue with the idea that eventually we'll find a Supreme Court justice where it'll be 5-4 and somebody will get soft? And in other words, throw 15 fishing lines in the water and eventually you're going to get one to bite?
Well, I think what happened with most of the issues recently is everybody was betting on politics, and it didn't go the way a lot of people thought it would. Donald Trump was elected president, which returned things to a completely different direction than we've been heading. And that's going to leave a large volume of people on the outs because they had bet on their activism to put judges in and to reach.
All
so
right.
Stick with the document, stick with the Constitution, work from that document. As long as it'll stand up to that, it'll make it through the Supreme Court if you've got an issue. But all this, you know, off level, like there's multiple levels. There's local, then there's state, and then there's federal. We're bringing things from the federal level into the local level. We're even skipping the state level on things. That's what's failing people.
We got the phone lines backing up. Let's go to Paul real quick on this line. And I just, by doing that, dropped line 3. So whoever it was that called in on line 3, you're going to have to call back. I dropped you. But Paul, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly. You're on with Jimmy Hill.
First of all, Bill, regarding your confession, you never stole anything. You appropriated.
I appropriated culture. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, you engaged in cultural appropriation, and your cowboy friend, he committed an act of microaggression.
That's true. Please ask your question. Phone lines are backing up, buddy, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
question from Mr. Hill. I tuned in late, so if you addressed this already, Mr. Hill, excuse me. But do you support the removal of Confederate statues?
No, I think it's ridiculous to try and take anything that is a clear message of our history, good or bad, and remove it from the from where it's been for a long time. I think I would support putting some form of educational aspect. If there's if it's two sides to a story, let's share both sides. But let's leave the statues where they're at. If we start tearing down our statues, we start removing our history, we're doomed to repeat it. I cannot imagine how we've gotten here. I've been to a whole lot of meetings and listened to a lot of reasons. I have not heard one reason yet that even remotely makes sense in that area. I wouldn't take them down, and I wouldn't put them in a museum, and I wouldn't move them. I'd leave them where they are, and I'd add some information with them that told the entire story. I think we need to remember that incident. I think this country cannot afford to forget that piece of our history. It's critical that we move forward from it. And people that are offended by it should learn from it also.
Paul, thank you, buddy. I appreciate your call tonight. Robert, hang on the line, buddy. I'll come to you just as soon as we get back. It wouldn't be fair to bring you up and then take you off because we have a hard break. And a hard break is something that's hard to beat, as you know, Angela, from your show. Angela Walker joining us here tonight from Real Estate Radio. Her and her lovely husband, Howard, do a show every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. I encourage you to listen and listen well, especially if you ever anticipate selling your home or buying an investment home, buying some investment property. They are the cream of the crop here in Jacksonville, local real estate. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. More of Jimmy Hill when we get back. If you'd like to send me a message, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly, or you can send me snail mail, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. Robert, get ready. We're coming to you just as soon as we get back.